Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astral Mind 2012. I'm your host with Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners. And we're looking forward to another great night of Astral Mind 2012. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, tonight I would like to talk a little bit about aliens and UFOs. And what's your thoughts on aliens and UFOs?
Well, first of all, we know that we're not the only ones, you know, here in the universe, that there's other beings from other planets, and they've been here, and they people keep seeing them, you know, up in the skies, you know, getting pictures. So, you know, I believe this is real, you know, and that someday, you know, they will land and let us know who they are. Right now, the time is just not right.
Right.
That we're getting really close.
Why is it that they communicate to us through numbers and through... some people say they connect with us through telepathy. The ETs, you know, and the...
Well, we have to remember that before there was any kind of language, that's how people used to communicate before, and that was with mental telepathy.
And they also communicated through numbers.
Yeah.
And
the numbers are a universal language also.
And I think that's why they connect through us through those vibrations, through numbers and like you say, telepathy.
Right.
So, and we know that the Sasquatches, we know that they do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
They have also a connection with numbers and telepathy. Is there anything else you want to share?
Well, the main thing is being open to all possibilities. You know, a lot of people... it's very hard for them to understand, you know, how this all works. But again, we don't know how we get electricity. We just accept it as that.
And we don't know how the supernatural plays a big role in our lives as well.
That's right. I mean, the spirit world, you know, why is it that, you know, these ghost hunters, they're able to get recordings and pictures
mm-hmm.
of these spirits.
That's true.
And I'd say the spirit world is just as real as in the reality that we're in. If anything, we're more of the illusion, living in the illusion, because if we look all around us, everything that we see came from a dream.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, we got one caller looking to get her cards read, or we can do the 50 chart pendulum and make some corrections tonight, and let's go ahead and start our show. Let's start with the number from the 857 area. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
Sure, my name is Kita, and I am calling from Boston.
Can we welcome you to our show tonight, and how can we help you tonight?
I want to know why my husband is being so distant, so angry. I just want to know, what is it that he's hiding that he's not saying, if he's hiding anything?
You know, the first thing that I'm picking up is that he wants change.
Okay.
Have you been living in the same area for a while?
Things have been very stagnant for a while, yes. But we've also been fighting, and it's also been kind of the same old thing.
Yeah. It's almost like, you ever watch the movie Groundhog Day?
Yes.
It's almost like a day in, day out, day in, day out kind of thing. And a lot of it is, I think, you know, now that we're in year 2013, a lot of people are starting to look outside a lot. And, you know, they want change. Nathan, what are you getting from that?
Well, I'm getting that with his change, I think that has a lot to do with, he feels like his energy is stagnant.
Yep.
And his energy is not not expanding. So with change, the energy will expand around him. So I'm kind of getting that he feels like he's living in a box.
Yeah.
Right now.
Me too.
He's trying to reach out.
And
right.
what's your feelings about this?
I could see why he feels that way, because he's been going through some legal stuff for a while. So I could see that, and I too myself feel very stagnant and very trapped and very just bottled up and tense, but I'm not taking it out on him. And I feel like he's taking it out on me.
It's just creating a lot of tension between the two of you.
Yes.
So, what have you talked about, you know, have you talked about relocating?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about relocating. I'm waiting for him. We talked about relocating. We talked about all of this. It's just a matter of him being patient enough to get to that point. I feel like he is in the process of destroying what we've built.
So, is he too anxious?
Yeah, he's acting anxious. He's acting very distant. He's acting very angry. Like, you guys are the readers. I'm at a loss. I'm calling to try to get some advice.
Adrian, now. What does he want to do?
Are you asking me?
No, I'm asking Adrian.
Oh, okay.
Adrian.
Yeah.
We need to find out in the charts as to where they're going with this.
Okay.
Her husband.
So what exactly do you want to know?
Do we end up being together and working past this, or do we end up burning up and moving on?
Okay. Well, what I'm getting is that his energy is at a lower percentage than yours is. And a lot of it has to do with a lot of emotional problems that's bolted up inside that he's taking out on you.
Right.
I feel like he's going to heal from this, but it's going to take some time. And what I'm getting is that he needs some corrections that need to be taken care of first.
What do you mean, some corrections? Like what?
Some energy corrections.
Okay.
And this could be a parasite that's in his energy field.
Okay.
And we find out if it is a parasite. Hold on. So it is saying yes, it is a parasite, and this parasite is at 70% taking over his life. We call these entities and dark entities. And this has a lot to do with a lot of soul damage that he created subconsciously that has caused so much turmoil in his life. I mean, they're there to cause a lot of turmoil.
I keep talking to him about staying in faith and raising his energy, and he won't. He refuses to come out of this energy.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of it, what's his sign?
He's a Scorpio.
Well, that tells you right there, don't it, Roy?
Oh, yeah. It says a lot.
Mm-hmm. He's very stubborn.
Scorpios like to be in charge.
Yeah, they're
really
stubborn.
Don't like being told what to do.
Mm-hmm. So he's more living in his left brain than his right.
Mm-hmm.
And he's left brain dominant. And
yeah.
He's very emotional. Because he's a water sign, so that's because Scorpios are water signs.
So let me ask you a question. If I walk away from this for, a couple of weeks, does that give him enough time to figure out what he wants to do?
Well, by walking away, it just shows him that you really don't care about him. And it would just make things worse by walking away. Because it makes him feel lesser than a person. And that's the reason.
Well, that's the reason why. What were you saying?
That just makes him feel kind of a lot more negative by walking away.
I don't know what else to do without me getting sucked up in his energy, and I don't know what I'm trying to save myself from.
First of all, what my guides are telling me, and this is what we can do to help, is in this way with his and through the.
I'm sorry. What did you say? Hello?
Yeah, it looks like we lost them. Go to the next caller. I don't know what happened. 561, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, we seem to have lost the last caller. Are you there?
I'm here. Nick?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
We lost the last caller, Roy.
Did we lose him?
Yeah, and then you got kicked off. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
But we got another caller on.
Okay, and what's your name and where are you from?
Tracy, I'm from Florida.
and we welcome you to our show tonight. And how can we help you?
I wanted to know what you saw for my career.
And what kind of career is this?
Medical field.
Medical field?
Mm-hmm.
Nathan, what are you getting?
She wants to know how her career is going.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, according to the chart, it says it's going. You're at 50%. So everything is going accordingly to plan. Is there a specific question that you have of what's not working in your life?
Do you see me advancing with the career?
Advancing, it's saying yes, it's at 70% right now, so that is definitely a definite yes, and that there is a successful conclusion coming in your future. So it is at 70% right now.
Okay.
Are you a certified nurse or in this career?
Yeah.
You are. You know, I just wanted to ask you, do you know much about this Obamacare?
No.
From what I've been, you know, the research that I've been doing is it's been affecting a lot of the medical professions in Florida. Is this, have you heard of anything like that?
I haven't dug into details with it, so, no.
Mm-hmm.
I hear a little here, a little there, you know, everyone is talking, so.
Yeah. But, I mean, it hasn't affected, you know, your hours or your
no.
You know, your position or anything like that?
No.
So mainly what you're looking at where you're going to be long-term, you know, a couple of years from now, 3 years, 10 years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're interested in?
Yeah.
And Adrian, what is the chart showing for her long-term career?
It's showing 70%.
So you're right in the right, you know, position where you're supposed to be. But you know what I'm sensing is that there's some doubt. What are you doubting?
It's not doubting, it's that I had a case and it ended, so, you know, getting back out there. It's been a week, 2 weeks, but, you know, there's no doubt.
So you've been off work or what?
2 weeks.
For 2 weeks? Was this a paid vacation?
No.
Or did they have you take time off work for 2 weeks?
No, my client died.
Oh. So was this some kind of disciplinary action?
No. It had nothing negative. I'm a private, and she died, and I'm trying to go back out. That's all.
Oh, okay. And how has this been affecting you?
Well, you know, you become attached, so, you know, it wasn't easy.
So was it more of a, like, a recovery for you?
A recovery? No.
Yeah. No, I mean, you needed the time off to, you know, clear some things in your mind.
Well, I've been going straight for 2.5 years, nonstop.
Nonstop, huh?
So it's kind of, yes, a vacation, but under these circumstances, you don't really look at it that way, you know?
Yeah. Adrian, what are you getting?
Well, I'm not quite sure what else you really want to know. What are you, what else is not working in your life? I mean, what do you want me to look at?
Well, what do you see with love?
I'm getting that it's, a lot of it is, all work and no play.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
is this where you want to see is, you know, is there somebody new coming in your life?
Yeah.
Are you in a relationship right now?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So that would be a first step. Adrian, what are you saying?
Let me see if a relationship's coming. And they're saying, yes, a relationship is coming. Is it a soulmate? Saying it is a soulmate.
Is flame?
And it's saying you have very low percentage in twin flame right now. So there are some karmic lessons that you have to learn. Is this dharma? Yes, okay. Is this karma? Yeah. So there's some dharma and karma lessons that you're learning right now. And so it's your choice whether you want to continue in this field that you're in or if you want to stop. Nothing's going to prevent you from doing it. And that's why you have dharma on your side. And then the karmic is the lessons that you're going to learn going through from one relationship to another. And that has to do with your work life, which means you're going to have to learn to balance your work life with your relationship life. Because I know that you're a workaholic.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's all you've known, you know, is to work, work, work. You haven't had time for a relationship. And that's the reasons why you haven't had a relationship yet. Because all your energy's been putting into work, like Roy says.
That's true.
So there you have it.
So where do you want to be, you know, in a relationship?
Well, I want to be settled with someone, you know. I don't want to be single for the rest of my days.
And you'd like
but
to
have
somebody
for
to...
the drama.
Yeah.
Someone that knows what he wants. No games.
Yeah.
Someone who's patient with you is what you want.
Uh-huh.
And somebody who work with your schedule.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That work around your work life.
You know what I'm getting, that this new person that you're going to meet will be in the medical field because they'll already know what you're going through. Because they're going to, you know, they've been in the medical field for a while.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Adrian, check the charts and see what the percentage is on that.
Okay. Yeah, that's at 50.
See, I mean, this could be a doctor. It could be, you know, somebody else that works, you know, in that field.
Oh, okay.
Have you been talking to anybody, you know, that showed any interest in you?
No, I haven't. I don't even look to the left or right. I could just go forward and keep it moving, to be honest.
Yeah. Now, this is a plan that the universe has for you. If you haven't met this person, then this person's coming your way. You've been helping people for a while, you know, with the kind of work that you do.
Yeah.
You know. And this is like a reward, you know, from the universe for your past efforts, you know, of helping people and, you know, and that are ill, you know, that are sick.
Mm-hmm.
What else are you getting, Agent?
I'm just getting that right now in her life that she just needs to know what she wants and how to get it.
Yep.
That's kind of where she's at right now.
Oh, yeah.
So that's kind of why the universe is pushing you that way. It's time for you to have what you want, and it's time for you to and go after it.
How long were you in your last relationship?
It didn't even seem like one. It was just a nightmare coming and going. It got to the point where it didn't feel like one. I would say 4 years, 4.5 years.
But it was sort of on and off kind of relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
A bunch of lies and nothing stable.
So a bunch of play toy stuff then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you haven't had a true, you know, loving, you know, giving, you know, and all the, you know, special things that you would want in your relationship.
Yeah.
Well, it's like that saying goes, sometimes you have to take out the trash.
Yeah.
Boy, I took that trash out and I left it. I don't even want to hear the dump truck coming.
Just,
you know, like that song, sometimes you got to lose to win the game, and that's just where I'm at right now, you know.
Yeah.
So it's a win-win situation.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where I was getting that, where you were at in your past. Is I feel like you had to get past all the games to realize what you really want.
Right.
And that's why we go through those lessons, because I think, like, to realize what we want is what we go through, so... healthy and what's not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Just like good health, bad health, right, Roy?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sure you've seen it in the medical field.
Yeah.
That's your job.
I mean, that's your
help.
Job.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of these people that you deal with day in and day out, a lot of them think they're not going to get any better. And, you know, you as a nurse, you know, you have to encourage them, you know, that they can get better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because a lot of them don't have a future.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why their health's gone bad.
Yeah.
They let everything go to shit, and that's usually, I mean, sometimes it's not always their cause, but a lot of, 9 times out of 10 it is, because that's why they're not taking care of their health.
Well, they let themselves go.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
A lot of depression and a lot of lack of hope, and they don't, I don't know, they just, you know, you see all these people that live until they're 100 years old, and then some people, they die at such a young age.
Yeah. But, you know, how can we help others if we can't help ourselves first?
That's true.
That is true.
And that's, you know, where we have to look at it. If there's something that we're lacking, or if there's something that we're not connected to, or if there's something that we have to, you know, make some corrections, you know, that's where we have to stand back and look, you know. You know, where do we want to be?
And then sometimes we just have to be happy with what we have.
Yeah. The main thing is being in gratitude.
Being thankful for what we do have.
Yeah.
And then when you hear somebody else's story, you find out you really don't have it that bad after all.
Oh.
Yeah.
You realize that your life is not such hell after all when you
Yeah. Or a big mess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is there anything else that we could help you with?
Well, I don't know. I think that's it. I just wanted to know about those two things, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, the main thing is, like I said, you know, all work and no play, you know, it just makes it just a lot harder. You know, we had a friend tell us one day, you know, because things weren't going right with our, you know, me and Nathan do hypnotist shows, and our shows just weren't going the way we wanted them to. And he goes, well, the biggest reason is you're not having fun. You're taking your job too serious.
Mm-hmm.
Learn how to laugh. Learn how to have fun. You know, and that's where we have to look at things, you know. And sometimes we do take things a little too serious.
Yeah, we do. We take life too serious.
Yeah. Sometimes we have to kick, you know, we have to kick our shoes off and dance around, you know, have fun, do something. Enjoy life.
Go partying.
Go party. You know, do things that you did when you were younger, you know.
Do things that...
You know, these are all part of feeding the, you know, the inner child. inside of us. We forget to feed the inner child.
Do the things that the inner child needs to grow.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you nurture your inner child, you don't have to worry about cancer.
No.
Or stress.
No.
Because that's what feeds us.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not doing those things, you're going to bring on a lot of illness to the body.
Yeah.
Because that energy has to go somewhere, and it will go in your body.
Oh.
And you don't want those energy blockages, because when you have those energy blockages, it just messes up your whole spirit, and you.
Yeah.
And that's all we are. We're just bodies with souls, with spirits, having a human experience. So then on the outside of that is how we can be affected by certain energies.
Right.
But
no coincidence after 2.5 years of steady work on that, your subconscious mind told you it's time to take a little break right now.
Our body
tells us the same.
They're getting burned out.
Yeah.
Your body's like a battery.
Oh, yeah.
It needs to recharge.
Now, my last job, I was working every other day, 16-hour shift. And I was living on 3 hours of sleep. Until finally it got to a point and I said, I plan on stopping now. I plan on retiring and start enjoying life. Part of it is we have to set our priorities. Yes, there's always that money factor. But you know what? Money gets made, money gets spent. And then it gets made again.
Yep. That's what keeps the wheel turning.
Yep. And that's just that part of that wheel of fortune as it keeps turning.
You give some, you take some. You give some, you take some.
Yep.
Taking and receiving.
See, we're just like a screenwriter, in a movie. One day you're on top. You're the main actor.
Mm-hmm.
In the next scene, you're the victim.
Or you're the villain.
Or you're the villain.
That's how everybody looks at you.
Mm-hmm.
If you say something, you're the bad guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because you know you're in the right.
Once you speak your opinion, or stand up and speak.
Yep.
No, you just became the bad guy.
They marked you as a terrorist.
Yeah. Yeah.
They gave you a name. They gave you a name, Roy. Mm-hmm. You're a terrorist.
Yeah.
It's always that name. I'm going to
stamp
you on the foot.
Yeah.
It's interesting because in movies they give names to certain characters like that. It's like, okay, your stage name is going to be terrorist.
Yeah.
Or your stage name is going to be a nurse, or your stage name is going to be a hypnotist, or your stage name is going to be a psychic.
Yeah.
And all it is a stage name.
Mm-hmm.
the role that we play. It's the role that we come into this life as Dharma, and we play it. We play that role.
Yeah.
But we feel that that's all life is work, 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 and then you die.
Mm-hmm.
You pay taxes, and then you die.
Yeah.
But life is so much more than that.
Oh, and yeah.
There's a spiritual side to it. And a lot of people haven't tapped into that side yet. And it doesn't have anything to do with religion.
No.
The day when religion came around, this is just my belief on it, is when everybody said that they were spiritual.
Yeah, hello.
I'm here.
Nathan, are you there?
Will that drop?
We must have lost Adrian.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we want to thank you, you know, for joining us, and we hope that,
you
know, that the messages that we had for you will help you, you know, in whatever
Bye.
Choices
thank
that
you
make.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian, are you there now? No. Some reason we had lost them. But I'll go ahead and let you go, and you have a wonderful night.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry we got disconnected. I don't know what happened. Let's go ahead with the next caller. Since we lost Roy and the other caller, I don't know what happened. From the 773 area, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good. This is Tempest. I'm calling from Chicago.
Tempest, I think I've heard you call in before. Have you called in before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so your name sounded familiar.
Yeah.
do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, actually my question is pertaining to a new job, a job interview that I went on last week. I was wondering how you see it panning out. Will I get the position, and if you see them calling me soon?
Okay. So you don't want to know when, and they're going to call you.
Yeah, yeah.
It shows you getting the position, and it shows within 3 days from now, you're going to get a call.
Okay. That's a good thing.
And you will get the job.
That's wonderful.
Your
percentage
was very
high. Because it was a lot of people. I was kind of worried if I, you know, if I didn't stand out. That's why I actually called in.
Now, what did you say to convince them to hire you?
I'm not sure what I said to convince them, but I know that when I did go on a job interview, I just was completely honest. I was honest.
Because what they're looking for experience, according to the chart.
Okay.
Because it said they're looking for experience. Do you have a lot of experience in this kind of line of work?
No, actually, I'm kind of new to this kind of work. It's really just a security guard position. I took security. I got all the credentials needed to pursue it, but as far as experience, no, I'm not experienced. I never worked in this particular field before.
See, they got the impression that you had some kind of experience, see. And I think what happened was you activated something in their subconscious mind that took them back to a time when you were doing security for their company in a past life.
Okay.
And it altered something in their mind. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And that's the first vision that I got when I was using my pendulum. And I don't know, it sounds crazy, but that's just a feeling I got.
No, I understand. I understand you.
Yeah. That was just a feeling I got. It's just how we affect people on a soul level.
Okay.
Like, some people look at you and they'll be like, why do I feel like I've known you before?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
or
why don't that way with the interviewer.
Like, deja vu.
Yes.
Same thing. It's like I'll go into a hotel and I feel like, oh, I've done this before. I've been here before, you know?
Yes.
Now, I want to tell you experience that when I was at this housing place went up to meet my friend, and I was waiting outside, and the security guard walks up to me. And this is going to sound really weird, but normally they don't let anybody just walk through the door. I walk right through that door without them even saying one word to me.
Really?
Yeah. And I was right in front of their face. So they had been mesmerized. They don't know what effect that we have on people's subconscious. And your effect, you know how to gain rapport with people right away.
Yes. That
and
was
you
gain
rapport with this place.
Yeah. I'm glad, because it's a really good position. I think it'll be a really good thing for me to pursue. I have a lot of customer service skills in the past, so that was part of the qualifications that was they were looking for.
Okay.
And,
so,
yeah.
Remember I'm telling you about experience.
Mm-hmm.
They felt like you were the perfect, how can I say, you were the perfect person for the job.
Wow.
They felt that way. I don't know about you.
I am so happy. I can't wait for them to call me. I've been researching follow-up calls and just trying to see if I will be, you know, even considered for the position. But to know that I got the position and they'll be calling me in days, like, that just makes me so ecstatic. I'm so happy because I'm just excited.
Yeah. I'm excited for you.
Thanks.
I think it's going to be a really fun job for you.
Thank you. I think so, too.
I mean, I love security. Security runs in my family's lineage. And my brother did security. I did security. My dad did security. And my dad did it over 50 years.
Wow.
Finally, he retired with a good pension, and his health went bad, and he didn't know if he could continue. He did it for 50 years. Can you believe that?
That's a long man being that field. Yes, he must have really enjoyed it.
Yes, he did. And he got good benefit. He was working for the federal government.
Wow, he worked for the federal government?
Yep.
Dang.
This company that you're working for, is this state or city or what is it?
Actually, it's just for city. Yeah, city.
Okay. So you probably, will you get benefits or?
Yes, I will be getting benefits. I think health benefits, vision benefits, and that's all I know for right now. Just basic benefits. Starting off, the pay is good. It's not a lot, but it's $11 an hour. That's way better. Like minimum wage here is like $8.50. So $11 an hour job and up, it's $11 to $12. That's like a blessing for a lot of Chicagoans. They're just starting off. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, so. And I have a daughter. My mom needs me, so it can really help me get a really good hands-on job. Yeah, I love it. I really want it.
Can you tell how excited I am for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I am. I don't know why. I'm just so excited. I think it's
going
to be a job for you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. And normally I'm not that way, but for some reason with your energy, I just get so excited when I think about it.
Yeah, maybe because I'm excited. Maybe because I'm excited.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's the reason why it's because you activated something inside of their subconscious.
That sounds so beautiful because I did connect with the interviewer. It was just like her personality, and it made the interviewing process way easier. It wasn't a lot of pressure. It wasn't what I expected. I went in, got it done, and I really feel like I nailed it, and I just hope that, well, I know now that I did do good, so I don't have to doubt or question anymore. So that's a really good thing.
Oh, yeah. Another question I had for you is, are you going to be working alone or with other people?
I believe that, well, at this particular time, I wouldn't know. I don't know. But I know that I'll be working the front desk. I'm pretty sure that it'll be other security guards there, so I probably will be working with other people.
Okay. And do you feel comfortable working with these people?
Yes, I feel comfortable working in groups.
You do?
Okay. Working with other people, yes.
Okay. I'm just wondering, I just get that. A lot of people don't feel comfortable working with groups, you know. And the reason why I ask is because my counselor that I work with through vocational rehab, they asked me one day, do you feel comfortable working with groups? Feel comfortable working alone? And I said, I feel more comfortable working with groups because then they can show me what I need to get done for the job.
Mm-hmm.
If I feel like I'm slacking, they can help me, you know.
Yeah, that is true. Especially if a coworker is a good worker also. Like, I don't like lagging people. I don't I don't mind taking over if someone is, you know, lacking in some areas, but it'll be a plus if I'm working with groups of people that actually are working too. So I hope that everybody pitches in and help one another. Because I don't like disharmony in this, you know, group members.
So
I hope it works out with the group.
Yeah. Did you ever have problems in the past working with people?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I have had problems working in the past with people. It never really panned out. Yes, attitude change. That just happened to a previous job that I just had. Mm-hmm.
Was it a woman?
Yes.
Okay. So this woman that you were having problems with, can you tell me a little bit about why you were having problems?
Well, actually, we had problems previously before the job. She was actually a friend of mine for some years. Some things happened between us, but I guess I chopped it up. I didn't want to be, you know, bitter about it. So, like, for me, like, if it's been a long time, I'll forget why I'm mad. I don't just keep it in the front of my mind all the time. If something happened and it's been time passed, I'll forget why I'm mad. So we stayed friends, and at that particular time, I was without a job, and I really needed some help. So she worked at a particular place in Schaumburg, Illinois, and I told her I needed a job, so she helped me out with the opportunity. So we all went to work. It was two other people that rode to work every day, and, you know, everything was working fine until I started working. And after a while, her attitude just changed towards me. I don't know why. It just did. And I can just remember, like, later that we got into a very heated argument via text, via phone, and she told me I'd be struggling. She said that I'd never make it. It just shifted. I never had luck with women anyway when it came to friendships and, like, work, except for, like, one time that I was really cool with a person, but we don't really talk anymore. But that particular point was just the worst for me when it came to, like, working and having coworkers that really just disliked you.
Right.
Or disliked you. Yeah.
So what, based on that, what, how do you feel about if I were to tell you that this is something from a past life that has come into the present that you might experience with your new job? And I'm just saying this as a vision, but I don't know if it'll come to pass, but if it does, I just want to make you aware of that this is something that, this is something from a past life that you have to overcome.
Okay.
Working with this woman, okay?
Okay.
And she plays the role of the villain. And she's trying to tell you, okay, for an example, you do something. You have to stay. She's not a supervisor. She's an employee, okay?
Okay.
But you have to stay ahead of her because she's the type of person that she keeps her eyes on other people to make sure that they're doing their job. She's like the security lead. But she's not.
Okay.
She's not a supervisor.
Now,
I'm going to ask you, your supervisor, is it a man?
At this particular time, I wouldn't know. I don't know yet. I guess I'll know when they call me in for and let me know about the position. I don't even know who my supervisor was. I talked to a recruiter during the interview.
Okay, so what I'm picking up is the supervisor is going to be a man.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong, but that's just the feeling I get right now.
Okay.
But I'm just letting, I'm giving you a heads up to tell you what I see in the job.
Okay, and I thank you for that.
There's no surprises. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Is there anything else you want to ask her?
Well, I already got my twin flame reading some time ago with Darnell and I. But I guess I'll just throw it in the air and just see what you saw for me and Darnell towards the future, if it will pan into a marriage. I feel it will. But I was just wondering, what did you see surrounding Darnell and Tempest from now on? So whenever you see.
What, this guy that you're with, or?
Yes, Darnell.
He's a good man. I feel like you have a lot of similarities and a lot of things, a lot of chemistry.
Yes.
And you have a lot in common.
Mm-hmm. We do.
Are you talking right now, or?
Yes, we are talking.
Okay. Yeah, I feel a long relationship with this person. Like, this person is really good for you.
Okay.
And you will connect with this person.
Okay.
And that's not just all about money and sex, you know.
It's way deeper than that. I really care for him. And it's so funny because it's like his father's birthday and my father's birthday on the same day. And it's so funny.
Oh, wow.
My father, yeah, my father was a Virgo, and he's a Virgo. My mom is a Capricorn. I'm a Capricorn. Actually, I was born on my mother's birthday, so I think that's kind of
right.
Cool. So we do have similarities.
Wow.
Yeah. So
wow.
It's kind of crazy. Yep.
It sounds like you're really going to enjoy your job. It sounds like you really enjoy doing that kind of stuff, you know, doing security. A lot of people get into jobs and they really hate it. And I was telling my dad, why is it people that get a job and they hate their job, you know, like waiters and busboys and people who drive buses and, you know, truck drivers, things like that. I don't know if it's because they don't resonate with it or what it is, but a lot of them tend to like their jobs. And even cops. I mean, cops are the same way.
Yes.
You know, because they don't resonate with that job. They just get into it for other reasons. It's just like people who go on missions, you know, their parents pay for their mission. They really don't want to go on a mission. They just, you know, they feel like they've been pressured into it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
But that's not really their calling. That's not their dharma. Their dharma is doing what they love to do.
Mm.
That's their dharma. Your dharma is doing security. Because you resonate with it.
Yes.
You like, you know what I mean? It makes you feel secure.
Yes.
So I have a proposition for you.
Okay.
Okay. My proposition is that you are secure in your job,
mm-hmm.
and that you are secure with your relationship.
Okay.
That's
okay.
My proposition.
Okay?
Okay.
Sounds good, yes.
And that's what you need to know for tonight.
Okay.
So please call back in. Let me know when you get the job, because I'm excited for you.
Okay, I sure will.
Pray.
I sure will. Thank you so much. Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Have a good night.
You do the same.
Let's go to the next caller from the 956 area. You're on the air. Or the 337.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Oh,
how are you?
What's your name? I'm
this
doing great.
Lan.
What's your name? Lan?
Yes.
Okay, and can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can now.
Yeah. Okay. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Louisiana.
Oh, Lizzie, okay. What do you want to know? What's on your mind?
I have a legal issue that I'm going to court for next week, and I was just wondering if you can give me some insight into the outcome of that.
Okay, and can you elaborate on that a little?
It's for custody of my son.
All right. And you want to know if you're going to get custody, right?
Well, I believe I will, but mainly if I'm going to be met with a lot of opposition.
Okay.
Is it going to be a smooth process, or will I have to fight, and is it going to be a long...
That's a good question. That's a good question to ask, but the ruins... Let's consult the ruins. How's that?
Okay.
Will she have to fight? Actually, I'll pull three ruins. This will sum it up. Let me consult the ruins. Let's see what you got here. Victory. You got victory. You got overcoming obstacles and challenges, and you got the strength. So you have the strength to bust through the challenges, and the outcome of that will be victory. So victory is yours.
Awesome. That makes me feel so much better. Thank you.
The challenges is to get there. The challenges is the getting past all the obstacles to get there. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So you have the strength to break through. It's almost like you're climbing a mountain. You're almost to the top, but you haven't quite made it yet.
I understand
that. You
have
the strength to climb it. And there's going to be a lot of strenuous things that's going to be like, okay, it's going to be like climbing a mountain and you have all these rocks in the way, but yet you have the strength to climb that mountain. And at the end, you will have victory and you'll feel so happy about yourself because you accomplished it.
Great.
Right now, you feel weak.
Right now, I'm scared.
Exactly. That's where fear comes from. It comes from your weakness.
Yeah.
That's why I say you feel weak.
Right.
Fear comes from weakness. And victory comes from strength.
Okay.
But see, God won't give us anything we can't handle. So therefore, if you ask your higher self to get past the fears, to break the fear, then you will have the strength. You'll overcome it. You know, just call on Archangel Michael to take your fears away and to get rid of these empty blockages that might be in your path, and Archangel Michael will heal you from that.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
he'll
great.
Give you the
Thank
courage.
You.
Okay?
Thank you.
So it
thank you so much. That makes me feel so much better. I also wanted to ask, it's lately I've been going through a lot of emotional turmoil. It seems like I'm just being attacked, and it's my relationship with males. Seems like every male that I'm in contact with, it's like I have some type of trouble communicating and trouble with relationships. And it's not just romantic relationships, it's just all types of relationships. And I was wondering, do you see some peace coming soon or some type of resolution?
Do I see a light at the end of the tunnel? Yes, I do.
Right.
Yes, I do. I always see a light at the end of the tunnel with everybody. But one thing I got to tell you is that the reason why you're going through this is because you're learning lessons from it. Now, everyone's always saying, yeah, you're going to learn lessons from this person, from that person, this person, from that person. Mm-hmm. Every card in the tarot, you learn a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Every page from a book, you learn a lesson. Because the story is always different and it's always changing, right?
Right.
That's how our life is. Our life is like a book. It's like an open movie or a movie. Some people relate it to a movie, relate it to a book. But it's the same thing. Because
okay.
you learn lessons from every page that you read.
Mm-hmm.
But you get impatient because you don't like reading. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Our people open up a book and they don't finish it because they get tired of reading. It hurts their eyes. But what it really hurts you is it hurts your soul because you know it's the truth. Anytime when you feel any kind of tension, you know it's the truth.
Right.
Because that's your body responding. That's your body, your pain body saying, hey, this is the truth. This is what I'm really feeling. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you my 2 cents on it. I think the reason why you're going through that is because, number one, you're learning lessons. Number two, you're going through this legal battle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard enough on your body and
mm-hmm.
your mind. And number three, you just want to get all that done and over with.
Right.
So once you get that over with, then you can focus on relationship. But you
mm-hmm.
need to get past all the energy blockages. And that's all they are. They're just energy blockages that are just blocking your path.
Mm-hmm.
And the best thing for that is to pray to Ganesha. Now, Ganesha is the god, the goddess of obstacles and prosperity and fertility, okay?
Okay.
She helps with, like, overcoming challenges and obstacles that she puts in our path to slow us down because maybe we're not seeing something correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So she puts those obstacles there for a reason. And she wants us to learn from those lessons. If we don't learn from them, then she removes them.
Okay.
But my whole thing on it is that you just haven't found the right person yet. It's just like with me. I kept going from one apartment to another. I kept telling my dad, why do I keep running in all this bullshit with all these apartments? I don't understand it. He said, Adrian, you need to get an apartment where you can afford and that you can be independent and get in your own apartment and get on housing. And I said, okay. So I kept going back and forth to housing, back and forth, until finally they called me and said, hey, we got a room available. It flooded. So we put in brand new carpet. We put in brand new walls. We put in brand new pipes. Okay, why did it flood? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
This is the universe saying, get the people out of there. Get Adrian in. That's only obvious.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all synchronicity when it all happened. So it was like, okay, I had to go from one apartment to another to know exactly where I'm going to be happy.
Right.
But to that's what, yes, the grass isn't greener. It really isn't, because I went from one high school to another and I still kept running into the same problem with bullies. And the biggest reason why I left where I was is because I kept running into bullies.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to another high school, ran into bullies, went to another, ran into bullies. See how your problems keep following you?
Right.
Until you face your problems, they're going to keep following you no matter where you go.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a karmic lesson that needs to be learned. And people are not learning it, and that's why it keeps repeating.
Okay.
But from every story in the book, you're going to learn a different lesson. So my question is to you, there's 2 things that you have to ask yourself. What's working and what's not working in my life?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, first thing I want you to tell me is, if you're in a relationship, what's working? I want you to tell me what's working.
I'm not in a relationship.
If you were.
If I was?
Yes, just imagine for a moment in your subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
If you were in a relationship right now, what is working for you?
Communication.
Okay.
Trust.
Okay.
A feeling of security.
Okay.
A sense of being loved.
All right.
Respect.
Uh-huh. Now, tell me what isn't working.
Sense of being betrayed or lied to or deceived, sense of not getting what you need from a relationship.
Okay. All right. So all those things that are working are all the things that you're telling your subconscious mind, that you're telling the universe what you do want, and that are good for your highest good, and it's good for your health, and it's good for your well-being. And all the things that you told me, the things that you don't want, are all the things that need to be taken out to the trash. Because
mm-hmm.
all that's just trash. And it's like what that nurse said that was on the show. She used a good terminology. I'm tired of the dumpster coming
mm-hmm.
around and me having to take out the trash.
Mm-hmm.
So all the things that don't serve us are all the things that we take out to the trash.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It does.
So how do you take out the trash? That's my question for you. How do you take out your trash?
I guess I'm still working on that. I guess I need to work on loving myself and knowing what I do want and not accepting what I don't.
There you go. Bingo. All the things that do not serve you, all the things that are not for your highest good, are all the things that you should be doing. Is what? Number one, loving yourself. Number two, having commitment. Number three, having communication. All those things that you're looking for is coming from your higher self right now, what you're telling me. Coming from your subconscious mind and from your heart. And that's the reason why I ask these questions to people, because when they say that, then what happens is it starts to manifest, it starts to activate. Because now this is what you're telling the universe. You're telling me and you're telling the universe what you really want.
Do you see that type of relationship in my future?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Because those are the things that you're co-creating right now by talking about it.
Okay.
That's where your focus is.
Okay, great.
See, I can't do anything to hypnotize anybody unless I get their undivided attention. Once I have your undivided attention, I have everything.
Mm-hmm.
You just invited the vampire in your home. So it's just like a vampire that goes to a mother's house and the mother opens up the door. She says, oh, I invited Jerry over today for some dinner. You know? And
mm-hmm.
kind of like that terminology. And the kid knows that he's a vampire, right? And the
right.
mother just invites him in and says, come on in and I'll invite you over for dinner. See? But yet the truth is that he's the dinner. And the truth is that she's the dinner. You know, his dinner, basically. And that's right. Why he said that in the role of the script, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, if we invite things into our lives that do not serve us, what are we doing? We're inviting the vampire in.
Okay.
So,
all right.
How do you take out the trash? That is the question for tonight. How do we take out the trash? How do I take out my trash? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Usually what I do is I usually either go for a walk or I go on a trip. Now, like I told my counselor the other day, like usually how I take out my trash is I usually go for a long walk or I go on a travel trip. And I said, I'm taking a trip from my problems because it brings everything into perspective. And my counselor said, well, I want you to go see a therapist. Well, guess what? The therapist that he's talking about is me. I'm the only one that can heal my life. I'm the only one that can change my life. Nobody else. A therapist, psychiatrist, they can't tell you how to change your life. Or a psychic. Only you know how to change your life and how to take out the trash. There's the challenge. That's the challenge that God has given us. You know, is how do we take out the trash? How do I take out my trash? How do I clean out my closet? See?
Right.
And I told him, I said, I didn't tell him that because he wouldn't understand. His mind wouldn't understand. They think it's easier just by putting a stamp on your head and saying, go see a psychiatrist, you're crazy. You see what I'm saying? They're justifying. Instead of saying, Adrian, how do you take out your trash? You know?
Right.
That's just the way I look at it. Yeah, therapists, psychiatrists, psychics, they're all good. But the bottom line is how do I change my own life to make that decision? And medication's good, too. Sometimes the soul needs medication. I'm not saying it's not good. But the thing is how do we fill in the gaps in our life instead of putting a Band-Aid on it?
Mm-hmm.
Because you could take the pill for depression, but then what I found the problem with that is you take the pill and your problems are still there. They come back. The pill wears off, your problems come back, see?
Right.
Still there.
Yes, I'm here.
No, I'm just saying it's still there, the problem.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So does that make sense?
It does.
That's why I'm using all these analogies, because I'm thinking of ways how I can get into your matrix, start changing things with your belief system, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you take out the trash. You have to change your way of thinking.
I absolutely understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for your insight. I really appreciate it.
I understand that you've been under a lot of stress, so that's why I'm trying to change the outcome of your future.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a great night.
You too.
God bless. All is well.